Gang, also known as the Little Rascals, started as a series of short, silent comedies starring everyday kids in the 1920s. Though the original series ended 20 years later, the idea of the Little Rascals soldiered on, following television into the first talkies and color pictures.
All right, step up, kids, for the greatest show in town. I mean, the greatest show in the whole world. Starts in a few minutes. No waiting. Tickets only one penny.
The last adaptation was well into the 90s.
We got dollars, we got dollars, we got dollars, hey, 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 hey. We got a dollar, we got dollars, we got a dollar, hey, 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 hey.
Now, Fancy Pants Theater in Kalamazoo and 23 local kids are making their own adaptation of the series called Little Pants. Just like in the original Our Gang, there's no script. Director Carol Zombro just gives the kids a scene and lets them run with it. Zombro says that's what made the Little Rascals so funny. It let kids be kids.
You know, they don't want to wear business suits and, you know, go in and try to do math, but it's funnier to watch them go in and do what they think is math. You know, it's just, it's funnier, you know, to watch them try to be what they think adults are instead of us telling them what they should be doing.
Zombro took me through their rehearsal at Fancy Pants, also known as their Play Care program. Play Care is pretty much what it sounds like. Part theater, part daycare.
All right, we're getting ready to go on our character walk, which is where they all have to get a costume and some props, and then we walk them all and they have to stay in character.
We're letting Carol take our pictures and we're getting ready to just walk around in our costumes.
So can you describe what you're wearing right now?
Yep, a blonde wig, a cowboy hat, a green coat, a tie that's not tied, and a big spatula guitar.
Yes, he said spatula guitar. That's Ian Woodruff, also known as Phantom Blonde. Each kid gets a nickname for the film. Zombro says, for the most part, embarrassment and stage fright aren't a problem here.
They are not inhibited at all. They are not afraid. Once their parents get in, they might be a little shy, and you have to kind of remind them that they are loud individuals and that they can talk. But once you get past that and that little bit of stage fright, they will do anything on stage, and they are not afraid, and it's beautiful.
I am noisy! I shout! I scream! And I yell!
That's Jeannie Gould McElhone, or Bubbles, practicing her goofy monologue.
I make so much noise! Ah! I make people tired.
And what would the Little Rascals be without a song? After monologues, the kids do a number accompanied by plastic cups. Zombro says she's not surprised that Our Gang has become a legacy. She says, simply put, kids are just funnier than adults.
The reason that it's still a thing at all is because kids are adorable. And when you stick them together and tell them to do something, it turns out hilarious. Bill Cosby, kids say the darndest things. Everybody knows that that's true.
Fancy Pants Theater has invited the public to a live taping of Little Pants this weekend. You can see it tonight and tomorrow at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 3.